So let me ask you, and let me also ask our listeners, would you spend the night in a very, very, very haunted house? That house on the top of the hill, to this song's point, that just for the thrill, would you do it?
By myself or with other people? Welcome, friends. Thank you, everybody who's waiting very patiently. Dave Mattingly, our VIP. Yes, good morning, Toon Traders. I love that. Toon Traders.
I know. Very cool.
That could Toon be a new Raiders. Shirt. Yeah. I love it. Yes, good morning, everybody who's checking us out live right now. Welcome to Chris and Amanda's Song Swap Showdown. I am one of your hosts, Chris, and I am joined by the ever amazing, the ever sunny, not a gloomy person. Not ghastly.
Not ghastly.
as our show.
Nor are you.
Thank you. Amanda Sharp, good morning.
Good morning. So happy to be here today. So excited to dive into some ghastly grooves today.
Yes.
We are in ghastly the grooves. Halloween spirit for the next three episodes. Yes.
We are. We absolutely are. And if you didn't have a chance to check out our little live on Saturday, Amanda and I went live and we spun the spooky wheel of themes. So we already spun the wheel and we got our three themes for the rest of this month. Today being ghastly grooves. Then I think next week is all about vampires. And our last show of October, which is all witches. Hallows Eve, is all about witches and spells and curses and stuff. So hang tight, everybody, because the next three episodes are going to be all the spookiness and Halloween-inspired tunes that you could possibly handle. Absolutely. So listen. And I love the comments coming in. So listen, if this is your first time checking out Song Swap Showdown, please, thank you for watching and welcome to the show. How the show normally works is Amanda and I each swap three songs each with each other that we don't think the others heard before, and no songs are based on a theme that is chosen by the wheel of themes that we spin at the end of every show. But as I just said, these next three shows were already spun, were already chosen by the wheel, which was spun on Saturday. So we've got our next three Halloween-inspired themes ready to go. We then rate those songs on a scale of 1 to 5 records, with 1 being a dumpster fire. Terrible, terrible song.
Terrible. Get out of here.
Get out of here. I'm going to throw you into the sun where you're going to burn in hell.
Ooh.
Into the hellfire. all the way up to 5 records, which is heavenly music to our ears. It's as if the cherubs from heaven came down and handed you the song and said, this is a song you will love forever and ever and ever. And it will go on your eternity playlist.
True.
That's
that.
A 5-record song. This is a lot. Becomes a lot of pressure to have a 5-record song.
It is. So if you make that list,
yes. If you make that list,
it's the chef's kiss.
That's right. That's right. So, and speaking about lists, by the way, we do have a couple playlists going actually. So number one is we do have our Song Swap Showdown Spotify playlist, which is a collection of every single song that Amanda and I have talked about during this current season of the show, which is 2023. So we separate the shows by years, 2023, 2022, and 2021. This year, you can check out all the songs we've talked about, and they're always in order, with the first 6 songs being the most recent songs that we discussed and reviewed and rated here on the show. Checked it out. You can get there by using the QR code on the screen or using the link in our bio. And as we talked about last week, and we did put one together, and now it has been updated, we do have a Song Swap Showdown Halloween Party playlist, which you can get by also going to the link here, searching on Spotify. Also, we've dropped links on Facebook and Instagram and all that. So check that out. And that also has not only songs that Amanda and I have curated over time, but also our community songs. So we always ask for community feedback on songs. And so I basically took what people have been giving us most recently on this round, and I've added them to the playlist. So even Dave Mattingly, Dave's given us suggestions. Those are on the playlist. A bunch of other people who have been in the group, they put them, they're on the playlist. So check out that Halloween party playlist so that way you have a spooktacular Halloween party.
Yeah. Courtesy of the Song Swap Showdown.
Yeah, or play it really loud as trick-or-treaters are coming up to your door. Yeah.
I love it.
Wow. All right, so lots of comments. Lots of comments.
Let's do this.
All right, so let's do this really quick, and then we're diving into our show. So Dave Mattingly checking in, as he always does. Thank you, Dave, so much for taking the time to curate playlists for Amanda and I. And this week, no shortage of great tunes. So for me, he is recommending Jazz Butcher meets Count Dracula. By the way, once again, I added all these to our Halloween party playlist, so you could listen to Dave and everybody else's selections on the playlist. Ludo, Love Me Dead, Ravenettes, who I love the Ravenettes, Attack of the Ghost Riders, and They Might Be Giants, Exquisite Dead Guy, and Voltaire, Land of the Dead. I love all these.
Look at those names.
Titles. Love it. And for Amanda, he is recommending Bill Mills, I'll Eat Your Brain,
okay.
Loretta Lynch, Ode to Suicide, Mad Tea Party, Zombie Boogie, Rockapella, Zombie Jamboree, and Shaky Graves, Dearly Departed.
Ooh, these all seem so fancy.
Yes, very, very fancy. And Ian saying, hi, everyone. Is that a decapitated head in Chris's background? Well, I've got my Misfits Halloween bucket, the Crimson Skull bucket. And this back here is actually a custom mask that my my wife's cousin, he is a special effects makeup artist or mask maker, and he made this mask for me.
Look at that. He is Halloween. Can you grab it and pull it closer?
Yes, yes.
Let's take a look at this masterpiece.
He is a mask maker in Hollywood, and he makes all kinds of masks. Some of the most major films and television shows
Look
he has worked
at
on.
That.
I stuffed something in the back of it just to get some. But yeah, this is...
That looks great. Look at those teeth.
I know. It's
they
really
look like
awesome.
My chihuahuas.
Yeah. The detail on this thing is fantastic, so.
That's wonderful. Yeah, nice.
So I figured, you know, for the Halloween... Yeah. Gotta get some Halloween background decorations going here, you know?
Props.
Yeah. this is great. Oh, and good morning. We've got some other friends checking in here. Dave Vanessa, Ian, if you can afford a store-bought decapitated head, homemade is fine. Dave with the zingers right away. Ian, I knew America has everything for sale. Now we've only got Kmart.
Incidentally, our Kmarts are kind of going away.
They are going away. They are going away.
Yeah. I have some great memories of Kmartine as a kid and young adult. And that Facebook user that's coming in, that is our dear friend Mark Ronick saying good morning.
Hey, Mark Ronick, how are you? Yeah, so if you're watching us in our Facebook group, a lot of times Facebook privacy settings block your name, so we don't always get to see who you are on our side if you're commenting from our Facebook group. So if anything, if you're commenting, just maybe drop your name or your initial in there because, you know, Facebook takes its privacy very seriously.
As we giggle. Mm-hmm.
All right, so... Our theme for this week, Amanda,
if
you didn't watch Saturday's show, and if you didn't look at the title of the show, it's Ghastly Grooves. So what is Ghastly Grooves, Amanda? What is the definition of a ghastly groove?
You know, so listen, I struggled with this definition myself to the point where I actually Googled the definition of ghastly.
Ghastly! Oh! Ghastly.
It was like... To be horrified, to be scared to death. And I was like, that's not my... Like, ghastly seems like almost more playful than like...
Seems like Scooby-Doo.
Yes, yes. Right?
Don't you think of Scooby-Doo
ghastly
when you think
adventures.
Of ghastly?
Ghastly Adventures. Yes, yeah. Much more chill. So when I read it, I'm like, no. Ghastly Grooves is just like fun, grooving to your moving type of Halloween spirit things. But like based on the definition, I think it wanted us to go harder, but I didn't.
Yeah, well, it's okay, because I think I covered some of the bases. I think what we did is we gave each other a really good selection of Halloween-inspired tunes. Some not really Halloween-inspired, like some of the tunes I gave you, at least one of them just based on a real-life event that was horrifying.
Yeah.
But I was like, it still fits in because it's ghastly. So I'm really excited because, I mean, listen, it's tough, right? When you look at these, it's like Christmas songs or holiday music. Like, there's so many. There's novelty ones or serious ones or ones that are not really would be considered a holiday tune, but yet inspired by a holiday. And the same thing happens with Halloween. Like, you've got so, I mean, just type in the word Halloween on Spotify and see what comes up, let alone everything else about zombies and vampires. I mean, it's amazing. So, and I think that that's what makes the holiday for me so much fun, is that you can be goofy, you can be corny, you can, you know, write a song about something that was like horrifying, that is, you know, real life horror, and make a song out of it, or, you know, endless movies. And I mean, it goes on and on. And I'm a big horror movie fan. I know you are too. Yes. So this is definitely one of my favorite times of the year, where you can kind of wear your spookiness on your sleeve and you know, kind of.
And it's accepted.
It's totally accepted. And, you know, and you get to watch those movies that you kind of save for the year. You know, like, oh, I watch this in October, because you just want to be in the mindset. So I love Halloween. This is a great time of year.
Me too. And keep in mind, for those who maybe just joined us this season, some of the obvious takes or songs may not be on our list, because we've already, this is our third season of numerous Halloween episodes.
Yeah.
So some of our favorite choices have already been used. So that's why we're digging a little bit deeper. We're going a little bit more unconventional, yet having some fun. I agree with you, Chris. This playlist this week is really top notch. Like, it's a really family friendly ish.
Yeah. Ish.
Ish. We say the ish, a little capital letter-ish. but, you know, it's nothing crazy.
No, not at all. And I mean, like I said, it's just, I think there's such a wide assortment of tunes. And I feel like, too, like we were just talking about, our Halloween party playlist, I think, is a great mix of all different kinds of Halloween-inspired songs. So please check that out, because I think you'll find some new ones. And please let us know if there's something on the that's not on a playlist that should be on there. Let us know. We will add it. We will add it. All right. Let's dive into this real quick. Yes, Mark, your name is coming through now. We see it. Ian dropped a zinger. No songs about mother-in-laws.
Keep myself buttoned up.
And Dave checking in with, today's theme makes me think of the old Groovy Ghoulies cartoon, which I love that cartoon, where Drac, Frankie, and Wolfie and Mummy all played in a band. Yeah, I loved all that stuff.
Agreed. Some of the music would be perfect for that.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. And believe me, we had some great suggestions come in from the group. So, all right, Amanda, we could go on and on forever. We have a lot of things to get to. We got a job to do today. We have to rate and review songs that we swapped with each other.
Yes.
Let's do this. Where are we starting? Who's going first today?
Do you know what I thought about? We've never rock, paper, scissored to, like, do anything. And I feel like we should do a rock, paper, scissor, because we're not going to be spinning the wheel. So we got a couple extra minutes this week.
All right. You're right. Let's
rock, paper, scissor to see who goes first.
All right. Ready?
Okay. Ready?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Oh, sorry.
So, you know, it's been years since I've played. Yeah. All right.
All right.
One, two, three. Rock, paper, or rock, cover, scissors, right? Rock, paper.
Yeah, rock, cover, scissors.
This is paper, everyone.
Yeah, that's paper. Rock, covers, paper.
So we'll just do it one time. You get to go first.
Okay. I will go first. I'll go first because your first song is we talk about ditties all the time on this show. This song is an actual song ditty. I love this. This is Haunted House by Gene Simmons, which I thought was like, oh, Amanda's giving me a Gene Simmons from Kiss song. Like, I didn't realize Gene Simmons did a Haunted House song, but hey, that's kind of cool. I didn't. And then, of course, it's not Gene Simmons from Kiss, but it's Jumpin' Gene Simmons, who actually, his real name, Morris Eugene Simmons, better known as Jumpin' Gene Simmons, was an American singer and songwriter best known for his 1964 novelty single, Haunted House. So this is
on that baby.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I got to tell you, a lot of the songs you gave me, Dave Rock and Roll Paper Scissors. He was just talking about the Groovy Ghoulies cartoon, and I could definitely, your first two songs are 1,000% could have been Groovy Ghoulies, like, doing these songs for sure. I see the Scooby-Doo. I see everything going on with these songs. And that's the other thing, is we talk about a lot of the novel, and Halloween seems to have loads of novelty songs. I mean, there are so many one-off singles by bands, artists, or just somebody who's like, I got a Halloween tune, and they put it out. It's loaded. It seems like the 50s and 60s were a gigantic heyday
Yes.
For Halloween novelty songs. Like, if you look at the compilations that are out there, it's unbelievable how many novelty Halloween songs have been written. And it seemed like there was a fertile period of that between the 50s and 60s.
By and performed by A++ artist.
Yes.
It's crazy. I go, oh my gosh, I can't believe they were singing, like had complete albums on Halloween.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, and it's one of those things like anybody, like every year, you know, what famous artist is dropping a Christmas record because it's the time of the year. People buy Christmas records, they give them as gifts, and it's kind of an easy way to chart on Billboard and, you know, it's all those things. And why not, right? If you are, you know, especially if you don't take yourself that seriously and, you know, you want to have a little fun. Right. It makes business sense.
To go there, I think that we should advocate to have these artists, current artists, bring back Halloween albums. Have some fun, you guys.
Well, there have been some over the year. I mean, recently there's been some. I mean, Twisted Sister or Dee Snider's done one. Alice Cooper's been dropping a Halloween single almost every year, which is cool.
I feel like more of my listening is slacking.
So country. Or country. Like rockabilly. I mean, rockabilly and punk always seem to drop something.
They do.
So standard. I mean, you have entire horror billy, horror punk bands that are dropping stuff like normally. Like that's just their thing, you know. So they're out there for sure. I don't know if there are as many as what seem to be during this like period of time, but they still come out. Yeah, Dave checking in with, novelty songs used to be played on the radio alongside every other genre, and the 70s radio stations started to specialize and get bought up by the conglomerates. Yeah, Dave, and I know. And Dave, of course, very long history being a professional a disc jockey, radio personality. Anyway, but he knows the biz pretty well. So listen, so Gene Simmons, jumping Gene Simmons, this was interesting. Didn't know any stuff. So this was really, and I got to assume you knew so many things because this is, but he began his recording career with Sun Records in 1956, a couple of years after performing as an opening act for the King, Elvis Presley. Did you know that? Did you know he played with the King?
Did with the King.
Yeah. Elvis. So this song, Haunted House, was a top 40 hit, and it was actually a cover of a 1958 recording by Johnny Fuller, which peaked at number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1964 and number 7 in Canada. This song represented one of Hi-Fi Records' early successes. The track was later covered by the Compton Brothers, Jerry Lee Lewis, Ace Cannon, Hazel Akins, Sam the Sham, John Fogerty, and John Anderson. His last work was called Indian Outlaw, which he co-wrote and was a hit for country music artist Tim McGraw in 1994.
I'm an Indian outlaw.
Yeah.
That's so a great song.
Crazy, man. What a like fun little history. And here's something else too. So I thought this was kind of this is a personal factoid, which I just discovered, and I'm like, this is hilarious. So I'm gonna read the fact and I'm gonna tell you why personally it's kind of funny. So he recorded several albums with both labels, but they were never released. In 1962, he traveled to Mexico to appear as a diver in Paramount's Fun in Acapulco, starring Elvis, who incidentally could not travel there as he was persona non grata. So what's funny about that is that Fun in Acapulco, many, many years ago, I visited L.A. We drove to this amazing Mexican restaurant called Ortega 13, and they have like just running on a loop Fun in Acapulco just projected on the wall, like, and we just thought that was so funny. So what we did is we used to have a TV in our kind of what we used to call the hangout room in our office for my video production company, and we found Fun in Acapulco, and it would just always be on in our hangout room, always, because we were like, we just love that place, and we're like, and we just thought it was hilarious. And people would be like, is that an Elvis movie playing? We're like, yeah, it's Fun in Acapulco. Like, and it was just always playing with no sound, and it was like funny. We'd make up our own dialogue and all that. Anyway, I don't want to get too far off track, but I thought that was a fun like little factoid because I didn't even know that. And it's like we are streaming Fun in Acapulco 24/7 in our office break room.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't want to get it too off track. This whole show always is off track.
This whole show is about
talk all you need about it.
Okay. You're welcome. And Dave Mattingly saying, yes, thank you, Dave. I couldn't get the words out. Psycho Billy. Yeah, exactly. Dave also saying, radio stations with call signs start with W or K, depending on geography. My city had a station, Wacky, W-A-K-Y. That was a pure novelty station when it started. Sadly, it stopped that. Sorry, it stopped that in the late 70s.
Okay.
That would be fun to listen to. Well, I guess now you can listen to a Spotify play, but it's not the same. Like, you like the disc jockeys. But like,
there is something. Yeah,
the
that
DJs, you know,
that personality of your
yeah.
person like, who's curating, like us.
Right, exactly. I love, like, and Dave will know this, like, I love Zachary, like, and a lot of these the Halloween stuff, like, you hear Zachary, John Zachary doing stuff. I used to love Zachary on TV, Dr. Demento, all those things. I'm a total fan of all those, that stuff. I think it's hilarious, and parody stuff is great. So this song, Haunted House, I really liked. I hadn't heard it before, and it is fun. It is a fun ditty. So let's play a little bit of Haunted House by Jumpin' Gene Simmons. I mean,
moon was hard, but I got squared away. Bells started ringing and chains read aloud.
So great.
Knew I'd moved in a haunted house.
Like, all I see is the groovy ghoulies now, Dave.
Still
thanks.
Made up my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away.
I picture Amanda cruising to this.
When I see something to give me the creep.
I mean, it's fun. It's a fun Halloween song. And this is what the holiday is about, right? You know, you gotta have fun. Both adults and children. So
agreed.
I hate when people go, oh, Halloween's a kid's holiday. No, it's not. It's for everybody. I mean, listen, you don't have to get all dressed up
exactly.
to enjoy Halloween. There's lots of other ways to enjoy Halloween, other than just being dressed up in a costume. So I'm just putting
1,000,000%.
Public service announcement.
Don't take life too seriously.
That's right. That's right. All right. So where do I rate Haunted House by Jumpin' Gene Simmons on a scale of 1 to 5 records, with 1 being horrible and 5 being heavily music to my ears? It's not a dumpster fire, not heavily music to your ears, but the song is fun. And it is on my playlist. It's on our party playlist, and it's been added to my Halloween playlist because it is. It's a nice bop. So I give it a solid 4 records. It's Yay! A solid 4 record song for me. I love goofy ditty songs like this for the holidays. It just is great. It puts you in a mood. So I'm giving you and Jumpin' Gene Simmons 4 records for Haunted House.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I was hoping you would enjoy it, and I figured you'd call it a ditty, but I wasn't sure where you would rate it. So 4 records. Yeah. Thank you.
Amanda.
Thank you.
Amanda playing a judge.
All righty.
All right.
So here we go.
First
song to me this week was also Haunted House.
You see what I did there?
You did there. Completely different version.
Yes. Not even close to it. It's not even a cover. It's just a different song. A
completely different version, yes.
Yeah.
Different lyrics and all by the Teenage Battle Rocket.
Bottle Rocket.
Oh, Bottle Rocket. I wrote that down.
Battle Rocket is another. You just came up with a new band name.
Someone can take it.
Teenage Battle Rocket.
All right. So listen, this is a very fun and clean sounding song.
Yes.
I was very impressed that was the song that you sent me. At first, I was like, ooh, is it the same, just a different cover? But then it wasn't. I really enjoyed listening to it. So I would say it kind of, to your point, to my first song and what we've already discussed, like the whole thing minus the F word that's used.
Yes, yes.
Which
I know.
Okay.
I know. Okay. There's a couple of the songs where the F-bomb is dropped, but you know.
But I could hear it during like a Scooby scene when they're running around looking at the monsters.
1,000% Scooby. I think the same thing when I hear this song. Like it's the Scooby Doo running montage.
When they're running away from the monster who's inevitably always a person.
Always a person in a mask.
In a mask. Like Chris has behind him.
Right. Just like that.
So I did go to YouTube to look at the comments on this video because I always am curious what people are saying. And I can say from the comments, and I do think it was, I didn't watch the video itself, but the official video probably more is what it was for sure.
Right.
So I feel like the comments were coming from a place of like true fans, but they are a well-loved band.
They are. And I've seen them a couple times. And actually I, you know, one of the things that I was like, it was really cool to do is during pandemic, when I was doing my other podcast, Rocket Live, I actually had a chance. I interviewed Miguel Chen, the bass player of this band.
Really?
Great guy. Has a whole punk rock for yoga school that he does. Really, really awesome dude to talk to. And we talked all about the band. We talked about yoga. We talked about, you know, and at that time being a working musician during shutdown, you know, like how to continue making a living, how to continue generating income for him, his family. So, you know, it was a really great discussion, even more too from a business sense, but really great guy. And I have had the chance to see Teenage Bottle Rocket a couple times live, and they are awesome. They are so much fun to watch live, and they sound just as good on the record as they do live. Actually, I think even better live, because the energy is just up there, and they're so much fun. They really are a good time.
You know what I liked about when I listened to them? It's just, I feel like they're just good singers, and they're not trying to be something they're not. Like, they're just being true to their own voices.
Yeah, they're a pop punk band, you know, and they write songs about things they like, things they know about. They do a lot of songs about horror and, you know, spooky stuff. But because they grew up on all the same stuff we did, the same cartoons, the same movies. And they just write about it. And I love that. You know, it's write about what you know, you know?
Absolutely. When you stay in the lane of your truth, it goes a lot easier. My favorite comment was, though, it's like they're the Misfits, but not.
True.
And a couple things there. I was like, one, I was really proud that I even knew what that comment meant.
See, there you go.
Because before this show, I would not have known.
Nope.
So I'm just so proud how much we've learned and grown musically our three seasons of this show. But they are not. But I feel like their lyrics, to your point, are very similar in a way that they're enjoying the dark side of the world a little bit. But I would argue these Teenage Bottle Rocket bands would not talk about putting like little girls' heads on spears.
Well, I don't know. You got to listen to all their songs.
Is there one that's like that?
You know, I don't know. I don't remember if there is or not. But I mean, hey, that song is based on a movie anyway, so.
Fair enough.
Something like that. So.
So I really did enjoy this tune. I would argue it's a little bit of a ditty itself.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. It definitely has that quality to it. And it's one of the songs they play live and people go nuts for it, because it is. It's a really, really fun song. So you want me to play a little bit?
Yes. Tap that play button for
me, Chris. Let's hear a little bit of Haunted House by Teenage Bottle Rocket. I mean, this is definitely like classic punk, classic pop punk stuff.
Yeah. I love, it's kind of like making fun of horror movies too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everyone goes up the hill to the last house.
Yeah, it's all the parody.
It's basically suicide. Like, it's perfect.
It's every cliche.
Yeah.
This house where lots of people died and currently reside. Yeah.
It's really good.
So. I don't want to say it's a sweet song, because it's not a sweet song, but it's just a natural tune.
Yeah.
I don't know that I have a better word for it.
No, it's just an easy song. It's fun. It's easy to sing along with. It's super melodic. And yeah, I feel like it definitely belongs in the pantheon of Halloween songs.
I will put it on there. I had never heard, and I should say I've never heard any of your songs this week. So well done.
Yeah.
And
you are welcome. And I haven't heard any of your songs this week.
Yay! So all six songs, which is a part of our show that we try to adhere to. Sometimes we throw some in just because they're too good not to.
Right.
But Alex from Daddy Daughter Book Room podcast was saying, yeah, it does have that Green Day feel a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Agreed. No, absolutely. It's got that, definitely the pop punk and the melodic, and it's just very, very good stuff. So I did. And these guys are from Wyoming, by the way, too. So not even like a quote unquote popular hub for like punk music. They're
That's
from Wyoming.
Interesting
like,
to me.
Yeah. So
Okay.
They're from that part of the world.
So let me ask you, and let me also ask our listeners that are tuning in live with us.
We have so many comments going on right now. It's so much fun.
We're going to strike while the iron's hot since everyone's on here.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start asking you first, Chris.
Okay.
Would you spend the night in a very, very, very haunted house? That house on the top of the hill to this song's point, that just for the thrill, would you do it?
By myself or with other people?
Probably with, let's say other people, because I don't know if I'd want to do it by myself.
With other people, I would do it. By myself, I absolutely would not.
What if it was by yourself, but like with camera people?
I don't know. No, I think I need the comfort of others around me because they're also human shields. So
they can be your sacrifice.
Right, exactly.
So would you do it just for the thrill to this song's point, or would you do it for money? Is there a threshold of why?
I mean, listen, getting paid is always nice. So, you know, I mean, money talks. But I also find it to be thrilling because I think there's also certain, like, is it real? Uh-huh. You know, the not knowing the unknown, you know, like, so is it real? What, like, so I would be like enthralled. I would be interested in investigating the spookiness, but I need to be with other people.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
I feel like for me, if I had a camera crew with me, I could do it by myself.
Yeah.
Cause I don't want to be like by myself.
Right.
But I don't like need somebody to hold my hand necessarily.
Yeah.
But to your point, a group would be better. I love a good boo.
Right.
Like jump scare me like all the time. Like I think those are funny. I will laugh.
Jump scares are fun. Like
they are hilarious.
I've been watching, we just started watching Fall of the House of Usher on Netflix, and there are some really good old school jump scares in that. It's good.
Like I laugh. It's good. I mean, we jump scare out of instinct. So I think if you don't, that might be scarier than a jump scare.
Yeah, you might have something wrong with you.
But I don't get scared very easily.
Yeah, I do. I jump at stuff all the time. But it's, you know, it's kind of a thrill. But I also don't go on roller coasters. So that's a no-go for me. I don't do roller coasters. I'm not. But I do like haunted house stuff. You know, I've gone to like the silly haunted house stuff and all. It's good. I have a line though. Some of the haunted house stuff is like, you know, when they start touching you and things, I'm like, I'm not into that. Like, I don't want to be touched.
That's fair. Yeah.
I don't want to be touched or grabbed. I'm not a fan of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I want to make sure that I don't do something out of natural instinct, like
touching
back.
I just don't feel like that's fun to me. That's not, it's not fun. It's not fun for me.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. We want to know, do you guys go to those haunted houses? Would you do it alone? Would you do it with a group of friends? Would you do it for money? Does money talk? Tell me all your thoughts on it, everyone. But
spill the tea.
Spill the tea. And while you're doing that, I'm going to rate this.
Okay. Where are you rating Haunted House by Teenage Bottle Rocket?
I am going to also give your Haunted House version, completely different version, four records. I enjoyed it. I think it was it was a good groove, and it was very on point with the theme this week. So four records.
Four records. Well, thank you so much, Amanda Sharp.
You're welcome. Thank you for the good song.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. All right. So I'm just going to check in with some other comments really quick before we move on here. So there's a lot on here.
There is.
Dave's got a lot saying, Chris has inspired the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles spinoff cartoon, Teenage Mutant Battle Rockets.
I watched that.
By the way, the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie is awesome. So please go watch it because it is very cool. The anime, I love the animation. If you're a fan of like the Into the Spider-Verse style of animation, you'll dig. I really liked it. So check it out.
Good to know.
Zoinks, there is no music ghost. It was old man Vaglio all along.
I love that. You're so Zoinks! Quick on your toy.
He is. He's very good. Like the Misfits. Okay. Say like the Misfits, but not. Reminds me of a lyric from Evil Dead, the musical that I saw this weekend when the demons were dancing. They said, it's like the time warp, only better. I love the Evil Dead, the musical. That is an awesome. If you guys get a chance to go see that, if that's in your town, go. It is fun. I love it. Ian checking in with, my favorite ghastly groove is Horror Movie by Skyhooks. As the song says, horror movie, it's the 6:30 news. It's shocking me right out of my brain. Nice. Like that. I love that. And Dave's saying, my town has the most haunted insane asylum. Has the world's most haunted and insane asylum.
I think I could do that.
Nice. Nice. Excellent. Right. I like that. Yeah, you would do that? You would do the haunted insane asylum?
I would. Yeah. I would. Dave, if I come to your town, let's do it. Let's go together.
And Alex from the Daddy Daughter Bookworms podcast saying, cute Halloween, not super scary.
Fair enough.
And also saying, yeah, no to haunted houses.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave's saying nothing in town is that far from anything else, less than half an hour drive.
Not bad. All right. Yeah. When I'm in your neck of the woods there, Dave,
yeah,
we're going to go to the haunted asylum.
New Jersey's the home of the house that they made that Netflix show off of last year, the Watcher. Like, yeah, that house has been something that's been talked about forever in New Jersey here. Yeah, the house with where you got the notes about we're watching you and all that creepy stuff. Yeah, that's been a thing for a long time.
I didn't watch that.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the show. I was like, well, they really strung out some, like, a kind of a stupid, like, thing that goes on around here in New Jersey. But, you know,
but they're just looking for content.
Looking for content.
If they want content, just come knock on our door.
Yeah, for reals.
Speaking of, when I just said come knock on our door,
yeah,
rest in peace, Suzanne Summers.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, I know. I love, I loved Three's Company, so.
Yes, the Thigh Master herself.
Absolutely. We actually have a promo that we're going to play for one of the podcasts that we just – another podcast we became friends with. So
we love befriending podcasts.
We love befriending podcasts. So really quick, just going to take a super quick break to check in with our friends over at the Sorta Kinda Funny podcast. So check this out.
Welcome to Sorta Kinda Funny. We're a comedy podcast.
Brother and sister duo.
Where we take your guys' embarrassing moments and stories and turn them into humor. Because life's about laughing at yourself. And we are sure going to laugh at ourselves. I am James. I am your main Mac Daddy host. And I'm also joined by a loser. Go ahead and introduce yourself, loser. Go ahead. Don't be shy.
This is Lauren.
Give it to them.
Absolutely. Baby. Absolutely. What did you say?
Also, we sing a lot, so if you haven't listened to this first episode, I'm sorry.
We have new episodes available every Thursday and would love nothing more than to hang out with you. Does this sound too desperate?
Yes.
Okay. Check us out wherever you listen to your podcasts, and we'll see you on Thursday. And as always,
text me if you want to hang out.
Bye.
Who doesn't love a good brother and sister duo doing what brothers and sisters or all siblings do?
Yeah, and it is very funny. They just did a Halloween one too, and they both dressed up in costumes and all. It was funny. It was good. There's clips on their Instagram. So yeah, so check them out wherever you get podcasts, Sorta Kinda Funny podcast, and on YouTube as well. So all right, so Dave also checking with Amanda. It's a date when you're in Louisville. Yes. We'll go to Waverly Hills Sanatorium.
Look at us. I don't know. Do you see what I did there, though? I was like, Dave, when I'm in your neck of the woods, I'll make you go with me. And then,
right.
Like, poor man. He's like, what is he supposed to say to that besides, okay, fine, it's a date.
Way to put him on the spot. All right. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's get back into talking about music and all things spooky and scary and all that. Yes, your second song to me is also pretty much another ditty, I'd say. It's A Monster's Holiday by Buck Owens. I didn't know who Buck Owens was. But Buck Owens, I actually found a great article written about him and this song on RollingStone.com.
Ooh.
So in 1974, this was written in 1974, Buck Owens' novelty-themed hit was one of his final top 10 hits before 1988's Streets of Bakersfield with Dwight Yoakam.
I love Dwight Yoakam.
Did you know that? Do you know that song? I don't, but.
I grew up on Dwight Yoakam. My dad listened to him all the time. I used to sing him really well. I look back and I go, I'm shocked I liked that music as a kid, but my dad listened to him all the time.
Yeah, did you know that he co-wrote that song?
I did not know the song.
So I guess he co-wrote that song or wrote that song for Dwight Yoakam, and that was kind of his last top 10 hit. But it's funny that the one before that was this. It's a monster's holiday. So as the article in Rolling Stone says, on a morning of October 30th, great time to record a song, by the way, 1973, one day before Halloween, Buck Owens and his buckaroos, including guitarist Don Rich, entered Owens' Bakersfield studio to record the song that would serve as a title cut for his next LP. Taken from the album of the same name released in 1974, this monster mashup brings the Mount Rushmore of spooky ghouls back to life as they take turns attempting to scare Owens while he tries to sleep. In quick succession, you've got Dr. Frankenstein's monster, Dracula the Wolfman, and the Hunchback, a.k.a. Quasimodo, all show up, followed by goblins, dragons, and zombies, but Owen vows to fight back. In the song's second verse, he's on his way to visiting his ailing uncle Bill when he passes by a graveyard where there's a whole lot of screaming, moaning, wailing, groaning going on. It all ends mercifully in just under 2 minutes and 30 seconds with a creepy spoken, gotcha. But the journey continues to the country's top 10 for the tune was perilous and ultimately tragic. So I'm going to put this article in our group because it's actually really fascinating about how this song came about and some of the things that were going on in his real life at the same time. So really interesting article. But 1974, the year I was born, was when this song came out.
What a great year.
Yes, it was a great year. The world rejoiced in 1974. For my birth, and also It's a Monster's Holiday was really but this is, it's another fun song. And of course, you know, when we were talking about novelty songs before, like Dave was saying, it's like, it's one of those things where you write these songs and it just, they sort of take off, right? And this was another top 10 hit for him. And I think it's also true, like, if you're an artist and you're kind of looking for, like, maybe a little bit of, like, that boost, you know, novelty song. I mean, honestly, Weird Al Yankovic's built his entire career doing parody songs and being amazing at it. But, you know, those songs do chart. They do show up in at least they used to. I don't know if there's so much anymore, but
yeah.
But back in the day, they did. And so this is a cool song. So let me play a little bit of this because I think you guys will like it. So this is A Monster's Holiday by Buck Owens.
What a name.
It's another.
Frankenstein was the first in line and the Wolfman came up next.
I mean, you can, another Scooby-Doo.
Doing yeah. His stuff.
I'm breathing down my
Groovy
neck.
Ghoulies.
Jump back, make tracks. Here comes the Hunchback. Better get it was a monster's holiday. Well, I hopped in the bed.
It's very fun.
And I covered up it my head, is. Said, I'm gonna get
I mean, it's you got you, it's like great because it's like really like it's like country rock, like it's kind of garagey sounding, but still very like country, like with the twang. But it's really upbeat and like it's cool. Like, I even like the recording of it, like it sounds. Very like, I don't know, it sounds vintage, I should say. Vintage-y. But I like the production like of it. I do because it just adds like the rawness and the fun. Yeah. And I think it's a good song. So I really like this song. It was another one that never heard this song before. Thought it was a ton of fun to listen to. Like, and I think too, like, I put it on our playlist, and if you put our playlist on shuffle, it actually, when this song comes on, it always feels like it comes on at just the right spot.
I love it.
Which I think is cool. So it's like a universal song that no matter where it shows up inside of a playlist, it seems like that's the right time for the song to happen. So
love it.
That was my observation. So I will say, between Haunted House and this, I kind of enjoyed this a little bit more than Haunted House.
Really?
Like, yeah, I did. I don't know. I think I just like the sound. I think they're both really well done. But I think I would give this one a 0.1. So I think I would go a 4.1 on this song as my official rating, just because I feel like it just had that little panache that I enjoy. See. I like the garage rock feel of this.
So the garage rock elevated and lowered the twang. Pitch.
I don't know if it lowered the twang. It just made it like. I think the mood, it just made the song really fun. Like,
it's a cheerful monster song.
Like, I just kind of, I like how it just like starts. Like, it just gets right into it. Like, it's got the scream, and then it's like, boom, we're in. And the song just like takes off. And it's short too, which I also think helps. Yes. It's like 2 minutes, 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Perfect time for like a novelty single.
Which you oftentimes say, especially when we're talking about country, you will say, I feel like this song went a minute too long.
Yes, it and does. It happens sometimes.
Yes, like this one, to your point, I think concluded at the time that it should have concluded. Instead of trying to make it over a 3-minute song, it just concluded when it was done. And
it did so not I overstay think, its welcome.
Which I think is important in country. So I like that. So thank you for the 4.1.
Yes, it did not overstay its welcome inside the haunted house. It got out. Get out.
Get out.
All right, Dave, if you like Buck Owens' Monster Holiday, check out his Hee-Haw co-star, Roy Clark.
I love Roy Clark.
My baby loves spooky movies. Ooh, I didn't know that. I didn't know Buck Owens was in Hee-Haw?
This, and I love.
I didn't know, so I didn't know.
These are all like things that I grew up watching.
That's awesome.
I love. Yeah. Gosh. I'm so glad we grew up in a time that we got to experience those
we did. Of shows. There was a we lot of stuff. Lucky. A lot of great campy things came out as we were kids and growing up. I just think they're so like on us as we, you know, and what our version of pop culture was. It's just, it was a great time to be alive.
It really was. Yeah. It really, really was.
And I agree, Dave. Garage rock does elevate everything. Yes. I agree. Anything by King Diamond is great Halloween stuff. I agree. King Diamond was on my original version of my playlist. And King Diamond may still make an appearance over our next two shows. So I agree. And King Diamond is on the Halloween party playlist, by the way. That's on. So
we're going to plug that. And listen, we don't get anything from Spotify from saying, go check out our Spotify playlist. We just want you to enjoy the music as much as we do.
Yeah, it's a good place to put all the tunes that we talk about and all the tunes that you guys recommend for us. Like, so we want to share that with everybody. And maybe you'll discover your next song that you love or put on like a playlist you're curating. So that's the whole point of it.
And that Facebook user was Dan Christian.
Oh, hey,
Dan. Our good friend Dan.
Dan, we just saw him. He was in town this week. I hung out with him Saturday.
Fun. Yep. Dan the man.
Dan the man. Saw him this weekend. So it was good seeing him. Back from Germany.
That was exciting to see his little season over there and follow that adventure. That was fun. Glad you're back. Glad you're back. All right. Chris, your second song to me. Okay. Evil by Interpol or Interpol. Yes.
Is it Interpol? Interpol. It depends. Whatever you want to say.
I guess just one O differentiates the difference. Whatever. Yeah. I don't speak English very well. So this was interesting. You know where I think this would have landed really nice, but our playlist was full that week, was our dark song episode.
Yes, exactly. And actually, my sister was the one that did recommend this song then.
Okay.
And I just... There was so many songs, and I was trying to fight for a spot, and I was like, this song's going to come back at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to use this song because I love Interpol, especially his first two records, and this song is great, and the music video is creepy, but, like, this was like, all right, this song makes all the sense to be in a Ghastly Grooves episode because it is definitely based on a ghastly and grisly real crime.
Very much.
And the way the song is structured makes it even creepier when you know the backstory.
Yeah, it's about Fred and Rosemary, who were serial killers.
Yes, yeah, really the awful, I mean, not that all serial killers are awful, but I mean,
when you
look at the details of their crimes, they were truly monsters. Like real life monsters.
Real life monsters, indeed. Yeah. So it was very dark. And we will link our dark song episode in the show notes here because take a listen to that. I think those songs are very appropriate for the Halloween season.
Heck, probably
not around kids, but for a grown up party or just a dark day.
Yeah.
Those were some really good song choices. So this tune itself is really good.
Yeah.
The story behind it is very sad and scary, we'll say. Yeah. And I feel like the tune and the elements of the song really helped play out the story behind.
Yes.
That it was trying to explain in the lyrics. I really liked it. I really liked it.
Interpol has that great, especially their first two records to me, I absolutely love. They definitely took that like... very late 70s, like New York, new wave sound, like the Talking Heads and, you know, even Richard Hell and just Blondie and just kind of really made that like they made it their own, but they you could see where their influences are. Mm-hmm. And the way, you know, the deadpan kind of style singing and the, everything's very angular sounding. Mm-hmm. Just it works really well for this band. They play it. They're always dressed in black, very moody. And this what makes this song to me even creepier, the thing that is it's a conversation. Like, it's a conversation between the two of them, and that's kind of like...
like their reunion almost.
Yeah, it's like, very bizarre, but it makes it so much creepy. And the deadpan of this makes it sound like, when you know the backstory, like, how normal, I don't know. It just is so weird. It's like what you would picture a serial killer to be talking to another serial killer. Like,
yeah, it made me think of like love letters to one another.
Yes, kind of, yes.
A little bit. They just happen to be husband and wife. But, you know, like the love letter is that, like, you know, these serial killers in prison inevitably get these women who are fans and fall in love with them. It kind of made me think of, like, those would be the letters that they would be writing between them and a serial killer as well. So it was, very haunting without being super haunting. It was it's an intriguing song.
Like serial killer groupies. Like when you see the letters that was like Ted Bundy was receiving in jail. And I'm like, that guy was I mean, they're all monsters, but like, it's amazing how people could just be so, I don't know. People are into different things, man. And that's a weird one for me. But, so you want me to play a little bit of Interpol
play
Evil?
Play a little bit of this.
All right.
Evil.
It's a great song, man.
True evil, true evil.
Even this, like...
I know. It's...
so subdued.
It is. Rosemary,
he sounds so sincere. Dude.
Heaven restores you in life. You're coming with me.
Oh, I love it. So much to love about this song.
It's the smiling on the package. It's the faces in the sand. It's the thought that moves you upward. Embracing me with two. Right, we'll take
this
you places,
really,
yeah, maybe to the beach. When your friends, they do come crying.
Crying.
Tell them now your pleasure's set upon.
I don't know why they're thinking of crying.
Yep.
It's got that edge element of ego.
Yep, super moody.
Okay, here I am.
Here you are.
Down to the murder.
But hey, who's on trial?
Hey, who's on trial?
On track. So good. So, yeah, Evil by Interpol. Just a really well done song. And the video is creepy. Like,
we'll have to maybe watch it.
We'll have to do a video. I think we'll have to do a music video reaction to that video, because it's creepy.
Creepy. So, does their other music kind of have that same sound?
It does. It does. Okay. Especially their first two records have that. I mean, and their other stuff is not bad. It's just, you know, I feel like that they as a band, and they've kind of evolved a bit. It's just, there's something about the songs on the first two records, especially this record, Antics. Oh, love it. Love this record. It's just solid. It's solid.
I think it's fair. Not every record is going to be a perfect record for groupies, right? Like, I mean,
no.
It's impossible to have. I mean, you compiled that list or that video of my list of Elvis top 10, you know, albums. And
it's tough.
It's really tough because everybody has different feelings and different seasons that they connect with a particular album more because of the season that they were in when it was released or whatever. Like, we've discussed many times. So I think it's fair that you enjoy the first two versus some later ones.
Absolutely.
So where do I rate this song?
So where are you ranking Evil by Interpol?
I'm going to come in with four records. It's very different than your first one to me, but also super appropriate. I really dig it. So four records. I think we're doing good this episode.
I think so too.
How much we like Halloween and haunted stuff. I think so.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's a good time, but so much great music for me is coming. I mean, you know, we talk about, I love the Misfits, saw them again this year. Always a great show. They are the Halloween band. I mean,
I'll give them that.
They are the Halloween band. Amanda's favorite band in the world, the Misfits.
I think the only time they should be listened to is in the month of October, but Chris disagrees.
I completely disagree, but it does hit better in October.
It does hit better in October. I agree.
All right, so your third and final song to me, this is a fun one because I watched the show. I haven't seen every episode, but definitely have watched this, especially when the girls were growing up and we watched a lot of Disney Channel stuff. Yeah. So Phineas and Ferb, great show. Especially, honestly, if you ever saw their Star Wars specials, they're amazing. Phenomenal. They're hilarious. Such a fun, witty show. Even though it's a kid's show, definitely written very intellectually for, you know, and there's stuff in there that I think flies over kids, but like hits adults, like, so very, very clever, well-written show. Always loved watching this, and this song is called My Undead Mummy and Me, and literally, like, couldn't be any better, especially with Phineas and Ferb, and, you know, and the voices are great. So the song is performed by Danny Jacob, that's who it's credited to, but the song is actually it's the first song to show or mention, if you're a Phineas and Ferb fan, it's the first song to mention Phineas and Ferb's school, actually, the school they went to. And it's the second song to mention Phineas's Ferb school is Hey Ferb. So it's pretty interesting stuff if you're a big fan of the show. But so this is sung by Danny Jacob in a Phineas and Ferb episode, Are You My Mummy? And the song when Phineas and Ferb are watching a movie where they imagine what it would be like to have a mummy as a friend. So I'm going to play a little bit of this because this is just hilarious. It's very cute. It's very cute. And if you've got little ones and all that, it's a good one to play. And it's like done like a monkey song. Let me tell you
about my brother. Nice.
He's 3,000 years old. He's wrapped in bandages and covered in molded debris.
And covered in mold. Like very witty undead stuff.
Mummy and me. Undead mummy and me. That's my favorite part. Right,
if a bully ever tries to poke me in the eye, I'll introduce him to my decomposing guy and he'll flee. From my undead mummy and
definitely
me.
Look up the clip too. The clip is great. The visual
all the
that
kids
goes with
at
this.
School are gonna have a conniption when they get a load of my funky Egyptian MC. My undead mummy and me.
Oh, so good. Absolutely love it. I mean, I gotta tell you, when Disney hits it, they hit it. And Phineas and Ferb is one of those shows that, like, once again, they knocked it out of the park. If you have Disney Plus or any of those, like, you can watch Phineas and Ferb. Definitely watch the Star Wars one. It is hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
So when Owen first started watching this many, many years ago, I really couldn't stand it. Like Candace and how she was always whining it because I would only hear it play. And then when I actually sat down and watched it, I go, oh my gosh, these two kids are geniuses.
They are.
Poor Candace. Like, poor Candace.
The tortured little, the tortured sister. Yeah.
But she loves her brother so much. And then also, like, Perry the Platypus.
And that's what Dave is saying. Yeah, my favorite running gag from Phineas and Ferb is the disguise ability of Perry the Platypus. I love the Perry the Platypus stuff. Love it.
It is. Has anyone seen Perry? Like, it is just such an oddball element to throw into something that almost didn't need it, but it's so necessary at the same time.
It's like you start looking forward to like the Perry the Platypus like gag. Like it's just it's done so well, and the whole secret like really funny stuff. That show was definitely written very, very well. So I highly recommend, even if you don't have little ones and you just want to watch a really fun, like brainy cartoon, watch Phineas and Ferb. I'm telling you, if you're a fan of things like The Simpsons and some of the other like quote unquote highbrow cartoons or whatnot, like give Phineas and Ferb a try. I'm telling you, you will laugh. There's some great episodes. And start with the Star Wars one if you want. Like the Star Wars specials are fantastic. So
I can't plug it enough.
Yeah, I can't plug it because I go back and watch those and I laugh all the time. I find it so funny. So anyway, all right. So where am I rating Phineas and Ferb's My Undead Mummy and Me? Really, really fun tune. I think compared to the other two songs, I want to say it's not on the same level, but I really like the show a lot, and so I can't help but think of like the visual that goes along with this. But I think it's a good one. I do. So, but I don't know if it's a 4, but I'm gonna put it at 3.8.
Okay.
3.8 on this because I think it's a good fun song, but I think the other two are just a little bit more.
Completely.
I don't know. They just. Yeah, I mean, I love that they, and this is the thing about Phineas and Ferb, like they do like very like Beatles or like Monkees-esque sounding, and then it's all like, you know, definitely a cartoon song for sure and made that way, and I think it's cool. So 3.8 records for Phineas and Ferb, My Mummy and Me. It's a good one. It's a good one.
It sounds very similar to Let Me Tell You About My Best Friend. Yeah. That song, it's
right.
It's, I love
it. Yeah, really, really clever.
I appreciate you appreciating it. And I like that you also liked Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, great show.
It's so cute.
Great show.
All right. Chris's third and final song to me is Assault of the Battery or and Batteries.
Yes.
Assault and Batteries.
Yes.
By Ice Nine Kills.
Right. And we've done some Ice Nine Kills reaction videos and also discussed Ice Nine Kills because they have their little trilogy of Welcome to Horrorwood Records, which are all songs inspired by horror films or real life horror events. This one being inspired by Child's Play.
Chucky.
Good old Chucky.
And Chucky. We did, to your point, we did the reaction video on, was it Hip to Be Scared?
Hip to Be Scared and Shower Scene. And you and I were both the shower scene so well done.
They were both really like
really well done music videos. Well done.
Let's try and link those to anyone else who would like to look at those and bless themselves with that cinema treat.
Yes, they are very good.
They're very, very good. So I was proud that I knew who these people were.
Yes, I thought
really excited.
Yes, I thought that you might. And by the way, this third spot was swapped out about 20 times. Sure. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go with this because it's different. And I know that you enjoyed listening to the other ones. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this one a try. I'm going to give it a try. See how you feel about it.
And when I realized who it was and the videos that it was going to be, I did not watch the video because I wanted us to be able to react together to it, because I went to YouTube and I did Google it and I saw the Child's Play type of theme, like as their thumbnail. I was like, ooh, this will be a great reaction video. So listen, there are so many elements to this song.
Yeah.
It's like a mini horror movie.
Yes, it is. And like every one of the songs, it's like a musical within a song. Like it's like these different things are going on. And it's like, it's crazy. There's so nuts.
Voices. There's the Cookie Monster rock that is so appropriately placed, though.
Perfectly placed. Perfectly timed when it comes in.
Yes. The voices. It's as if in a 4-minute song, you did watch a mini, you know, movie. So it was really fun to listen to. Would you mind queuing it up and play a little bit so those who might not be familiar with it will understand what we're talking about? Get ready for this musical chaotic treat.
Yeah, let me
in batteries.
Yeah, all right, here we go.
Pills.
Yeah, so it starts off pretty pretty, it starts off like it's a movie, so, and then it gets into the song. So, and if you guys are all familiar, by the way, I haven't watched a Child's Play series yet. I've been like, I know it's season 3, I haven't watched it yet. I gotta get into it. Everybody keeps talking about how good it is.
I've not watched it either. I need to rewatch the movies too.
Oh, they're so good.
They are. So stupid, but so good. And a wanted serial killer
dead. We're back. Our next guest claims her son's doll is possessed by the spirit of a dead mass murderer. I'll be
watching over you. I mean, so much.
So great.
I mean, you almost think you're not listening to the song yet.
And I love this. How clever is that to do Toys R Us jingle?
I can imagine being down and writing a song like this.
So yeah, this is on the playlist, but yeah. It goes on and on, but yeah. I find that so clever that they weave in a Toys R Us theme song into like the chorus of this song. I think that's very clever.
I'm almost exhausted after listening to it because I have to pay such close attention.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Everything going on.
It's so fast and changes between, like, you know, metal and it's just, it's, and the whole, you know, you've heard the other songs too. And they do a really good, like, just really great job. And I know this band sometimes gets a lot of shade, whatever, but, like, I don't care. I really enjoy them. I think that we've been talking about it, right? Everybody's like, oh, they're doing this novelty thing. Who cares? Like, it's great. And I love that they did this trilogy. And once again, you're right about the things you know, right about the things that you're fans of. These guys are fans of horror movies, and they decided to do this. And I'm glad they did, because the songs are fun to listen to, as well as really, like, musically, like, super, like, complex and technical.
That's what kind of blows my mind, to be able to produce something of this level, all of the elements that are included. It's not just, all right, let's hit record, let's go into the studio and just sing with a guitar.
Right.
Add backup vocals a little bit later or some other instrumental music to it. Like, of course, that's hard too, but this is really, this song was a production.
It really was. You can hear it. You know, it's very well written. And a lot of the songs that, you know, of course, we've heard their other songs are like that. If you listen to the whole record, it's like every song is, it's a self-contained story about that movie or book. And it just, you were like in the world of that for like, and this song is only 3.5 minutes long. It's really not a very long song, but like you get a lot of
punch.
Sonically assaulted for 3.5 minutes.
You are. Like, what did I just listen to?
Yeah, so it's pretty nuts.
I dig it. As a horror film fanatic, I'll say I'm a fanatic because I really do like horror films.
Yeah.
I really do. I'm very dark, apparently. But as someone who really loves horror films.
The very sunny exterior with a very dark interior.
Well, and I'm like, okay, Chucky, I could have taken you out. Like,
I feel like Chucky's not that hard to, like, get rid of. I mean,
right?
I know he's sneaky, right? But, like,
but now
I don't know.
We've said before, like, we'd rather not be stabbed. Like, so there is something about his little, like, knife that.
Right, he's got the knife, and he seems, I guess it's kind of like he's a little hard to catch because it's like trying to catch, like, a greased pig or something like that. But, like,
but
it just seems like you just pick him up and throw him into like a wood chipper and you're just done.
Or fire or something. Yeah. Like, I don't know. He doesn't, he looks, his hair alone is grabbable.
Yeah. He's a plastic doll.
Yeah. So like.
Made of plastic, just, by the way, which I mean, he's been burned, you know, melted away a bunch of times.
But. Absolutely. Kind of like, you know, Halloween movies. Like, oh, he walks so slow.
Michael Myers.
He catches everybody. Yeah. How does Michael do that?
By the way, that's a great TikTok trend going on. If you those, I told my friends, I'm like, we got to do this. This is great.
Can you guys, get all the boys together.
Yeah.
I don't know if Rachel would want to participate. Maybe she'd want to be the one to do the video and just laugh. But yes. Who would be Michael of your friends who would get to play Michael? Or would you take turns?
I'm very short to play Michael, but you know, I would like to play Michael. I would play Michael.
That would be because the point is to walk slow. Right.
Yeah. So if anybody's unfamiliar with what we're talking about, on TikTok there's a trend called the Michael Myers Challenge. And literally you have a starting point and you're supposed to try to get into a locked house, like you're the front door of the house locked. Before Michael Myers can catch you walking at his like normal pace. And the videos are absolutely hilarious. I can watch them all day.
And they have the mask on. And
yeah,
so
the mask.
There is something about the fright of it that you would kind of like fidget a little bit. But it looks like I'm up for the challenge. Like, who needs a haunted house when you can just do that kind of shenanigans at your own place?
Yeah, for real. See, and this is why you and I need to be closer together, because we would do these kinds of things. Like, having a few hours in Detroit wasn't enough.
We would get in so much trouble.
Yeah.
Someone commented on our video on YouTube when you said, you're going to get in trouble. And I still proceed to do it. I'm like, yep. And my answer to that was, I know. So we still did it. So yes, if we were closer, we would be in a lot of trouble a lot of times. We'd be the Phineas and Ferb of podcast host.
Oh, there you go. So we're the Siskel and Ebert of music reviews and a Phineas and Ferb of podcasts.
Yes. Why not?
There you go.
All right. Where do I rate this? Assault and Batteries. And it's interesting that it's called that. I feel like if I have
it's clever.
Any. Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's clever because it's child's play, and like you know, and a Chucky doll needs batteries.
That's
and
what
it's
I always like take out the batteries.
Yeah. Like, well, he is possessed by a spirit, so at that point, the batteries don't matter.
This is true. This is
because
true.
He is the possessed spirit, which, by the way, is also funny that near the end of the song, they do the whole incantation and all that. So it's fun.
It's really great. It's very clever and really great. So where do I do this? I'm ranking this another four records.
Wow.
I go 3-4 records. That was
holy
hard for my mind.
Holy smokes. 3-4 records.
I'm in the spirit. What can I say?
You are in the spirit.
You know what that means, Chris Baglio?
What does that mean?
That means you are the winner of this week's Song Swap Showdown.
Woo!
You 12, 12 records and me with a sad 11.9. Not far behind.
Really by a decimal point.
A sliver.
Yeah, so I am reigning triumphant. My playlist is the best.
Your
today.
Halloween playlist for today
yeah.
is Ghastly the absolute Grooves. Best. Yes, you yeah. have the Ghastly Grooves trophy for this week.
Yes. Chris has found his groove, Ghastly, for the win. There
nice.
You go.
Very, very it. Good.
Yes. So, listen, this was a really fun episode. So next week's show, yes. we are talking about vampires.
Vampires. And I already have a couple songs ready to go.
About vampires. And ironically enough, we just did a music video reaction yes. video to the new song by New Year's Day called Vampire, yep. which is up now on our YouTube channel. So check that out. But yes, all songs about vampires, anything to do with vampires is next week's show theme. So with that being said, give us your song suggestions. We want to hear them. We want to see them. I already have a bunch of ideas as well. But listen, I can be influenced and I can be swayed. So just say.
True that. Because yes. to Chris's point about his last song this week, oftentimes our list does change. And just so much like just last week, I did swap out a song that I had already sent you. I said, swap out my third song to you.
Yep.
And I swapped them out because sometimes you just get inspired by our community, is your point.
Yeah, 100%. And I've also been, you know, all the song suggestions, as I said, we've been adding them to yeah. our Halloween party playlist. So even if we don't use them on the show directly, we are putting them on the Halloween party playlist. So please drop the suggestions anyway, because we'll add them, because I think it's great. Once again, it's all about music discovery, having fun and seeing if there's something you've never heard before that now maybe will become your new favorite Halloween-inspired tune. So,
and all right. Has our listeners heard any of the songs that we shared today? Let us yeah. know in the comments. Give us a thumbs up if you like this video.
Yep.
Let's refrain from the thumbs down.
Yeah, let's refrain from the thumbs down. You know, but if you like it, give us the thumbs up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What a fun show.
Absolutely. Hey, and if you like what we're doing and you find fun and you're finding the fun in Song Swap Showdown, well, guess what? The show doesn't just run on hopes and dreams as much as Amanda and I have much hopes and dreams.
Yes.
There is a cost to doing the show. So if you think what we did is great and you'd like to support the show monetarily, we do ask that you consider buying us a coffee over at buymeacoffee.com/songswapshowdown. We are blessed to have our great friend Dave Mattingly be a reoccurring VIP member of our community, as well as others who have contributed. You don't have to be a reoccurring member. You could just do it one time, totally fine. And many of you have done that, and we are so blessed and so thankful that you have taken the time to do that, because we know how things are right now, and the fact that you are so generous to us is really not lost. So thank you so much for your support, and thanks to everybody who's been sharing the show, commenting, and subscribing to our YouTube channel, which now
wowza
currently is sitting at over, I believe, as I'm looking at it right now, I believe we're over 2,100 subscribers.
Just unbelievable, considering we just turned over to 2,000 on Wednesday and it's just Monday, so we are just growing at such a fast pace.
Actually,
and to say we are grateful like is just an understatement.
Actually, we're at 2,240 subscribers, so we're actually over 2.1. We're at 2.2, so that's all of you.
Wow.
Thank you. We are very blessed. We are very appreciative. And thank you that you would take the time to hit that subscribe button and like this channel, like the content we put out, or at least some of it. You may not like all of it, but hey, we appreciate the support. So yeah, thank you, Dave. Yep, 2.2 3K, yeah, 2.2. I can't talk. That number.
2,230.
Yeah.
Subscribers.
Yes.
Just unbelievable.
Just unbelievable. So we are extremely thankful. So thank you for that. And also too, if you can't check us out on YouTube, if you're listening to us on the go on any podcast platform, you could do that as well. Hit that follow button there so that way you get notified every single time we drop a new episode of the show, which is weekly. And on YouTube, we're always dropping new things. And follow us on social, where we're always releasing all kinds of shorts and fun bits from the show. You can follow us at SongSwap Showdown on Instagram and TikTok as well. Woo, so much stuff. And if you want to buy some official merch, go right ahead. Use that QR code on the screen. We've got a bunch of new merch, more coming, including to our I Love Cookie Monster Rock shirt, which you can get. Also, that's a separate link. That's also on the QR code and in the links below. So we love you guys. Thank you so much. So next week, vampires. Dave is saying, what is Dave is saying? Oh, here he goes. I'll see you next week, but not in a mirror because vampires. Yeah. All right, everyone. Well, this is great. Send us your tunes. We'll put a post in the Facebook group, which you can join for free, and let us know what vampire songs you would like to hear us talk about, review, and rate for next week. Amanda, any final words?
Just a fun show. Thank you, everyone, for being here and constantly showing up for us. We are so grateful.
Yes, I agree. All right, everyone. See you next week. Thank you so much. And don't go in any haunted houses alone unless you're paid a lot of money. That's the lesson from today's show. Or you don't need money if you're in Amanda's case. You just go.
For the thrill.
For the thrill of it. All right, bye, everyone. Get notified every single time we drop a new episode of Chris and Amanda's Song Swap Showdown. Just hit that follow button wherever you get your podcasts. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the show, please use the email address in our show notes and we'll get right back to you. And last but not least, please feel free to follow us over on our social accounts on Instagram and TikTok at Song Swap Showdown, or join our ever-growing community in our Facebook group by using the link in our show notes. Thanks for listening.